BBC Radio Sheffield, it's Jerry Kersey. Tonight, featuring the local life and times of a wonderful actor, Patrick McGoohan. Now, in this hour of the programme, we're going to be featuring Patrick McGoohan. Now, why should we be featuring Patrick McGoohan in a local programme about 40s, 50s and 60s? Well, don't know how many of you know, but Patrick McGoohan spent a large slice of his illustrious life in Sheffield, living in Sheffield, and working in the theatres of Sheffield, amateur theatres, as well as the Playhouse. And the story, part of that story, is that part of the story is in the book that has been produced by a man called Roger Langley, a book called Danger Man or Prisoner, using both the two famous series that he created for television in its title. There's a foreword in this that sort of says it all, really. The foreword in the book is written by Peter Falk, Colombo. There's just one more thing. You know the guy, the Mac, the Mucky Mac. And the foreword, I'll read you the foreword. It says, I realise that this book is on Patrick McGoohan. However, we're friends, and I'm sure Pat wouldn't mind my using this space to plug a book about me, that I wrote about myself. But there is a quote in that book, and it goes like this. I sent a script of Agenda for Murder to a man who I considered the most underrated, underappreciated talent on the face of the globe. The first two times that he appeared on Columbo, he won Emmys for Best Performance by a Guest Star in a TV Series. No character in the history of television has had that honour. No other character, anyway. His name is Patrick McGoohan. He starred in, directed and wrote for the show, Columbo, that is. The Columbo franchise, myself, Universal Studios and the NBC network are indebted to Pat McGoohan for his huge contribution to the show's success. Incidentally, in all the years, I have never played a scene with another actor who commanded my attention the way Pat did. So there, well, that's the mark of the man, and certainly high in Peter Falk's estimation. And we're going to be talking in a little while to the author of that book, Roger Langley, who is an interview I did earlier. He lives down in Suffolk, and popped into Radio Suffolk, the BBC station down there, and we had a chat over the line about the book and about his connections with Sheffield, some that you may well have been involved in, certainly some names in the book that are inserted in there with little quotes from them of people in Sheffield that I'll give you the names during the course of the interview. So that's something to look forward to in a few minutes from now. It's Jerry Kersey on a Monday evening programme, actually talking to somebody a little bit earlier on in the day than that. We are around about, early afternoon, when I've managed to catch up with Roger Langley. He's a man who I've been looking for quite some time to talk about a book that's just out about a gentleman that I'm sure you'll recognise the name of, and that is Patrick McGoohan. You say top one of the top 10 actors in the world. Is that right, Roger?
Yes, hello, Jerry. Yes,
good
indeed.
Afternoon,
Patrick McGoohan started his stage career in Sheffield, went on to television programmes that were shown in many countries, and became eventually a big film star, and now lives in California.
He does. He's a chap, he's a bit of an elusive character, isn't he? Because although we see him in things, and I've seen him, I seem to remember the last time I saw him was probably around about 2003 or something, you begin to wonder, and I say this without wanting to be indelicate, well, is he still going, you know, is he still well and fit? Because he's coming up to 80 now, isn't
he? Yes, he'll be 80 in March, and one of his close friends, Peter Falk, who's written a foreword for my book, The Star of Columbo, is about the same age, and he's also still making films. I saw him in a film last night, in fact, and the two of them, very many years of experience, and McGoohan, I'm told, Patrick McGoohan is in very good health.
Great. Now, I'd just like to explore very briefly what your connection is with Patrick, Roger, if I may, and why you come to be writing what is, in fact, the very first autobiography of him, isn't it?
Yes, there originally wasn't a plan to do it, but because, as you say, there'd never been a biography, I thought, I can't let the actor get to the 80th birthday without at least there being a biography about him. And for quite a number of years, I've helped organise a society based around one of his shows called The Prisoner. And because of all the material I received from members and people from different countries, I was able to put together the whole history of this actor.
Right. And the organisation's called Six of One, isn't it?
Yes.
Wasn't that the original title of a series of programmes?
Well,
I seem to vaguely remember that being...
It's a catchphrase. It's been used for lots of things. Six of one, half a dozen of another. That's how we came to use the name.
Right.
Because in The Prisoner, they actually use that expression as a kind of an explanation for anything. If you ask somebody something, they'll say, oh, well, six of one, half a dozen of another.
Now, I'm just going to ask you the one question, further question about this. Now, would you say that it is a passion of yours or an obsession?
I would say...
Slightly different...
Yes.
thing.
I think that I would say it's a passion, and other people regarding me would say it's an obsession.
Right. Well, establishing that, because this is something that has... I mean, it's a very well-crafted book, I have
Thank
to
you.
Say. Anybody wanting to know anything about Patrick McGoohan, it's here in the book, especially if you want to know all the data and the information. It's set in a number of appendices at the back, which will give you all the details about every play he's been in, every film he's been in, every time he's been in television. It says a little bit about you, and it also talks about even the facts, some of the facts about his direction. He's done a little bit of directing in his time, hasn't he?
Yes,
well,
he has.
Quite a lot of directing, in fact.
And taken on so many different things, challenging roles, and has had admirers for decades.
Mm.
And as you said at the start of your piece, the name is well known to everybody.
Certainly is.
What they might not know in Sheffield is that he began his career in Sheffield after a number of short employments with a factory and with visits to the local youth club, and took up acting and found the Playhouse at Sheffield one day, walked in, took on a job as a carpenter and never looked back, became their leading man.
Yeah. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Sheffield connection, because it is a very big part of his life, and we'll start at the beginning of his life when we've had a little bit of music. This music's The Beatles, All You Need Is Love. Which is one of the... When we first communicated with one another, you gave me a list of pieces of music that you thought might be appropriate to play, and this was one of them. Why is that?
Well, it was actually heard in the last episode of The Prisoner.
Ah.
And as a kind of an ironic statement, you need love, but it was played over a big shootout, as everybody in this place called The Village was being mowed down.
That's right, The Village being Port Myron. Was it Port Merion?
Port
yes. Merion, that's
in
right.
In North Wales. Or indeed in the series, it could be anywhere in the world.
I hastily cover up my lousy pronunciation of the village of Port Merion, which I knew quite well. We'll have the music and then we'll talk about the Sheffield connection. That's coming in, just over 2 minutes.